Hey guys, so I wanted to talk a little bit about how much control we hold over our businesses. Sometimes we literally put it into like this stranglehold, and it's a difficult thing to let go. But I had a super realization when I was recently on the Two Comma Club cruise, and we were out swimming in the ocean, and I realized that it's actually easier to let go and let things happen than to just keep that stranglehold on. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. So we had taken an excursion trip out to an island. Actually, we took a catamaran out and we were kind of going all over the place. It was super awesome. A full day of networking on the ocean, literally closed some new deals while swimming in the ocean. Super awesome. If you ever have an opportunity to take advantage of networking / vacation opportunities. I seriously, like 24/7 business networking, literally my favorite event of the entire year, because we just get to keep talking business, which is what we do as entrepreneurs, right? Okay. So here I am. We were standing in the water, but we had waded in from the shore, and we're standing out there, and I'm trying to find rocks and algae and stuff that I can like dig my feet into aside from the sand, so that I can actually stay there while the waves are coming in and moving me around. And so I realized that it was just like in business when I'm holding on so tight. No, I have to control it. No, it has to work this way. No, this is what I'm selling. Whatever the thing is, I know that was me standing there in the ocean, and I'm like literally digging my toes in, cutting the bottom of my feet up, trying to hold on so that I'm not bobbing around as the waves come through. And then I realized all I have to do is just let go. And once I let go, instead of struggling to hold on to this stuff that was under me and the footings that I didn't even really have, I was literally just floating. And when the waves would come along, I would float with them. And I don't know, I just super had, maybe it was too much sun or something, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we do in our businesses. I am super guilty of this, absolutely. But it's so easy to just grab onto something and not wanna let go, not wanna change our tactics, not wanna shift the people that we're gonna hire or get rid of somebody we need to, or whatever the thing is, we just hold on and don't wanna let go. And all we really have to do is just let go. And then you float and the things just happen like they're supposed to. And it's so amazing. So I've really, really been trying to apply this technique to what I'm doing in my business. And I can see so many things that have changed and shifted. And it's just been really interesting and a lot of fun also to be like, okay, this is how I would normally do it, but that feels a little control-y. So instead, I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna let that go and see what happens. And you know what? Every single time I have done that, you guys, it has been better. It's absolutely been better. I have been struggling to figure out how I'm going to put together this course and this stuff for the Social Content Machine, which is one of the programs that we have. So I have a course online. I've really been struggling with how do I sell this? Because everybody I talk to about it is like, hey, I really love that you have this concept and this course and all this stuff, but I really just would rather that you just do it for me instead of holding on to, no, it has to be a course because that's what I'm supposed to do, right? I'm just letting go and I'm saying, all right, How can I put this together in a way that it becomes a done-for-you service? That's what everybody wants, so okay. So I put together a super, super awesome program that I'm launching in beta actually right now, and everybody is in love with it, and it's become so easy to sell that it's, I just let go. I let go of the old idea that it had to be just a course and went, okay, this is what you want. Sure, here's what we do. And you guys, it's so easy. So I think really I'm using this principle now to pay attention to what is happening in my business. And I think that it's really cool to pay attention to that and do some experimenting, see what happens. And I challenge you to do the same thing. And when you're putting together your content and any of the stuff that you're publishing, your podcast, your Facebook Lives, whatever it is that you're doing, right? When you're putting that stuff together, don't be like,
oh, I have to get it all perfect. Oh, I have to have all my hair and makeup done. Oh, I don't have the right camera. Oh, I don't have the right this, whatever.
Just do it. Just let go and just start talking. And it doesn't have to be a perfect story. It just has to be your story. And if it's you and your story and you're just taking away those barriers, I think you guys, what you're doing and what I'm doing is actually removing those barriers that are holding us down and rising us up to float with the people who are really trying to find us. And they are going to be more drawn to you and your content if you're sharing that, oh my gosh, I'm finally floating, when all I had to do was take my toes out from under the weeds and let go, and here I am floating. So I know that's kind of a super abstract lesson, but I really just, it just hit me like a ton of bricks when I was literally out there finally floating in the middle of the ocean and realized that it doesn't have to be that hard. We're making it so hard. Why do we do this? It's insane. We just let go and all the right things should fall into place, right? I mean, I'm gonna challenge you. Let me know what you are holding on to, and when you let go, what the result is. I love to hear how that works for you and if you can let go and float up to the top. I know it's gonna be a new thing. It's just gonna be like floating to success instead of like struggling to success, right? Let's do it together. All right, see you guys.